This is the seat of their power, the European Parliament in Brussels. And just for good measure, there's a second campus at Strasbourg, at the request of the French. Witness the process of EU democracy, legislating over the detail of every aspect of life within EU states, often with voting schedules so intense that they abandon electronic voting with the inevitable chaos and mistakes.
No members in favour, against, abstentions, as carried.
Yesterday we had the President of the Parliament tell us that it was acceptable to make a number of mistakes in getting the vote wrong because we're voting so fast it's impossible to see how people are voting anyway. Can you please slow down?
Dear colleagues, well let me just show you what we've got to get through today. I'm sorry, but you know, we're never going to get through it if we don't proceed at pace.
This is hardly the way a democratic organisation should conduct its business, let alone one that controls a union of states governing around 500 million people.
In a recent survey, only 1 in 10 people questioned said they believe the EU is accountable, and that was before they knew about the Lisbon Treaty.
The Lisbon Treaty affects every bit of life in the UK and in all other community countries.
Every democratic and legal safeguard for which we've lived for centuries in our country is now literally under threat by this new treaty.
This Lisbon Treaty, or what was the rejected EU constitution, has been quietly resurrected, and its ratification carefully stage-managed to ensure it gets the vital signatures of member states.
The level of subterfuge can be revealed by studying the comments of the authors of the Constitution. Valéry Giscard d'Estaing is quoted as saying that public opinion will be led to adopt, without knowing it, the proposals that we dare not present to them directly. All the earlier proposals will be in the new text, but will be hidden and disguised. As the former Italian Prime Minister Giuliano Amato put it, the good thing about not calling it a constitution is no one can ask for a referendum on it. Nicolas Sarkozy is clear. The project of our founding fathers is complete. The economic union is becoming a political union. Gordon Brown presented a different view of the constitution. It is not as though this is being imposed on our country. People will have the chance to put their views.
Have you ever heard of the Lisbon Treaty?
I've heard of it, I don't know very much about it.
No. No, I haven't, no.
No.
No, I haven't, no.
No. No, I haven't.
No.
I have, but I don't know what it was about.
I've heard of Lisbon, I've heard of a treaty, but not a Lisbon treaty.
With the electorate now excluded from the process, the required politician signatures were all that was needed, some secured even before the treaty had been published.
Incredible. Prime ministers, foreign ministers, take a decision that a text they want to propagate as improved democracy should not be read by any citizen before it has been finally approved. Sign! Don't read. That's the message of the prime ministers and the foreign ministers. In my view, it's illegal.
If you're outraged by these activities in Brussels, then you're not alone. In a survey conducted last year, people were asked about their views on the EU constitution.
90% want the opportunity to vote on a new EU constitution. 72% of people think the EU constitution would not benefit the UK. And 77% think that whether we want it or not, the politicians will probably introduce it through the back door anyway. Indeed, a majority believe that despite what politicians say, it is inevitable that the UK will lose the pound and adopt euros. This all seems a far cry from the optimism of the 1970s, when UK citizens were assured they were joining a European trading group called the Common Market. 30 years on, and the situation's very different. The people of the UK have ended up being governed by a foreign parliament, and the promised safety net of the right to veto has been completely eroded.
We're not allowed to vote, we're not allowed to have a referendum. Our government are just browbeaten by them, and I think they're a disaster.
So is that fair? If it's a union giving you equality, where's the equality?
We should have our own laws in this country, and it shows up more and more.
I think we have lost control. I don't think we've got any control now. I think a lot of people feel very strongly about it.
Well, that really does concern me, yes, because there really is a terrific loss of control, you know, and that really does concern me, yes.
It is frightening because I feel that we're becoming a United States of Europe. We're going to be a state, not a country, even though we are an island.
The UK government has lost control of its country, and those given control appear not to have the confidence nor trust of those people whose lives are changed by their decisions.
This is another element in this Lisbon Treaty, that it's the last treaty which can be put for a referendum. Why? Because it includes in Article 48, P 7 and 6, the most important part of it, a self-amending clause. It means that prime ministers can meet, and when they then meet, they can decide an amendment to the treaty, which shall not be put for voters in any member state.
Well, anyone that watches this and says, surely it's not right that all our laws are made here by these institutions, what they must do is they must write to their MP and tell him or her they'll never vote for them again if they continue to allow 75% of our laws to be made here by these institutions, and worse still, to ratify this new treaty, this new EU constitution, without a referendum. And if that doesn't work, well, in the future, what people must do is to vote for different parties, parties that say, let's be friendly with Europe, let's trade with Europe, but for goodness sake, let's make our own laws and govern our own country.